going to talk about God's intention for the family. But I approach this topic humbly today because my intention is not to beat up single moms and dads. It's a reality. We have millions and millions, 35% in this country. Our goal is to say with intentional living, what does God have to say about this that can be encouraging to you and speak to you? But I would be negligent if I didn't speak to those who are making decisions today. Don't believe that being a single parent is the best approach to life. It's difficult.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Today begins the first part of Dr. Randy's five-part teaching series entitled Intentional Living for Single Parents. Now, to help you be intentional for your family, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. And I am very excited about the opportunity to spend these next 5 days together at Intentional Living, talking with, encouraging with our words and uplifting those of you who are single mom and dads, and you're carrying a tremendous load of responsibility, and you may be the grandparents, and you have one of your children, or maybe more than one, that's a single mom or dad. Maybe they're living with you, or you're providing support for them, and you're going to find great encouragement as well. We're going to give you a strong biblical basis and the story of someone from Scripture during these days that will really, I think, revolutionize some of our thinking about single parenting, and certainly will encourage you with very practical steps of things that you can do. So in a moment, we're going to take you over to our teaching studio where guests and staff come, and I get a chance to teach. We record it, share with on the air, and also make all of our teaching available to our members every month. Receive all of this on CD, along with an opportunity for you to receive that today. We'll tell you about it in just a moment. So right now, let's go to the teaching studio and begin part one on intentional living for single parents. As we continue this series on high-stake relationships, as we talk about the relationships in our life that really matter, the things that really come down to the essence of bringing joy into our lives. It's other people many times, isn't it? It's the relationships that we have. And I tell you, as I was preparing and researching on this topic of this lesson on single parents, I approached this very humbly because I've never been a single parent. I wasn't raised by a single parent. And so I grew up in a very traditional kind of home where my dad was very engaged in his work and his business and in his ministry. And my mother was engaged with him in parcel working together in their ministry, but basically was stay at home and taking care of the family. And so I come humbly to this topic on single parenting. But as I've done the research, this is more than just a phenomenon in our country today. Single parenting is exploding in the United States of America. The numbers are staggering. 35% of children today in America live in a single parent home. 40% of all children being born today in the United States are being born to a single mom. When we look at the statistics, and even in the growth of single dads, in 1960, there were 300,000 single fathers in the United States. Today, there are 2.6 million single dads in the United States. When you look at the categories of growth, blended families, I always thought was the growing number. It's not. There's about the same number of blended families today as there were in 1960. What has exploded is the number of parents who are raising their children alone or cohabiting. There's the big growth. People are choosing to raise their kids alone or just cohabitate, not to be married. But when we look at the statistics, we see that the numbers are staggering of the stress placed on every mom and dad who is raising their son or daughter alone. Economically, they're worse off. The average single mom in America has an income of about $26,000, where the average couple with a family is about $80,000. When you look at the stress that is on single parents psychologically, Some reports I read showed 40% higher incidence of major depression. Others said twice as much in major depression. I didn't look into the research as it had to do with substance abuse or other kinds of physical abuse, but my guess is it's higher. In fact, on every category that I read, single parents are worse off. And so in our country, when we see this explosion of single parenting, we've got to speak to it in terms of how do we minister and encourage single parents? Right here, right? And to those who are listening, we've got members of our team who are listening to this teaching. We have members of our radio audience who are hearing excerpts of this. And our passion at Intentional Living is to see that we have to be intentional in every area of our life. And I want to say something before we get into talking to single parents. I want to say something to those of you who are thinking of getting started in life and you're thinking of getting married. Pick carefully. Be smart. Pray. Don't move in a direction that no one anticipates they're ever going to be that single parent. If you're a young woman and thinking, hey, I can just do this on my own and raise these kids, get smart. Read the statistics. See the reality. And we're going to talk about God's intention for the family. But I approach this topic humbly today because my intention is not to beat up single moms and dads. It's a reality. I just gave the numbers. We have millions and millions, 35% in this country. Our goal is to say with Intentional Living, what does God have to say about this that can be encouraging to you and speak to you? But I would be negligent if I didn't speak to those who are making decisions today. Don't believe that being a single parent is the best approach to life. It's difficult. And I can see the single moms, dads here who would shake your head in agreement, right? It's a tough path. But God bless you. You can do it. And we want to share with you, I want to share with you today that some things that will be hopefully helpful to you. One of the things that we know in when we do the research looking at single moms and dads that you all wrestle with, one is identity. All of a sudden there's this huge change. Who am I now?
Thank you for listening to Intentional Living. Today's teaching is just a portion of a multi-part lesson to help you live an intentional life in Christ. To see how you can receive a complete copy of the teaching CD, go to theintentionallife.com. Dr. Randy will be right back.
Your family, your faith, your future, your finances. These are four pillars of a successful family business, and you cannot afford to lose even one of those critical supports. Intentional Living invites you to the Thrive Conference for Families in Business at Grand Canyon University Arena, Phoenix. Thrive is October 26th, and early registration is recommended to ensure a place for you and your family. Thrive speakers will include Jerry Colangelo, legendary sports executive and former owner of the Phoenix Suns. Dr. Kevin Lehman will share how to make family business relationships work for success. And our own Dr. Randy Carlson will help you learn how to apply intentional living principles to your family business. For couples in business, siblings in business, or anyone interested in family business, Thrive is one full day, October 26th. Early bird registration discounts available at familybusinessconference.com. That's familybusinessconference.com.
Today's teaching from the Intentional Living Center is available to you with our thanks for your gift to the ministry. The teaching includes not only what you hear on the radio today, but all sessions of this entire series, including two bonus series. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. Now, let's get back to Dr. Andy as he continues today's teaching.
Don't believe that being a single parent is the best approach to life. It's difficult. And I can see the single moms, dads here who would shake your head in agreement, right? It's a tough path. But God bless you. You can do it. And we want to share with you, I want to share with you today that some things that will be hopefully helpful to you. One of the things that we know in when we do the research looking at single moms and dads that you all wrestle with, one is identity. All of a sudden, there's this huge change. Who am I now? You know, I was identified as a part of this marriage, and I was raising my kids like this, and all of a sudden, I'm a single mom. My friendships are different. My relationships are different. Who am I? Coming to a sense of my identity is a big issue with single parents. Social isolation. The research shows there's much more social isolation for single parents. Where do I fit in? You know, where's my support group? There's a lot of pressure and stress of raising kids on your own. And I mentioned the lower income. I mean, the statistics economically, God bless you, single moms and dads, it's tough. Fatigue, the incidence of depression, as we talked about. And as I thought about how do I approach this, I could stand up before you today as this guy who works with families and is a counselor, and I've counseled with a lot of single moms and dads. I've talked to thousands of single moms and dads in my counseling and through the conferences and so on. And we always have tips and we always have ideas. And I thought, you know, I could stand here today and share 10 tips with you and say, God bless you and go away. And you know what? Most of you as single moms and dads probably have heard a lot of the tips, the things that you can do. And I want to share some of those with you today, some really practical things that single moms and dads can do. But I also got to be thinking and preparing for this lesson that I've been putting off. I put this later in the series because I knew as I got to single parenting, this was something that I wanted to approach with a greater understanding of what God has to say about this. And then it got me thinking, does God have anything to say to single moms and dads? What does the Bible say to single parents? And as I started to think about the scripture and thinking about who in the scripture could identify with or give an illustration of being a single parent, I was immediately taken to the story in the Old Testament of Abraham and Sarah and Hagar. And I thought, you know, this is a story of a single mom on steroids. This is a story, this is kind of like the worst case scenario of being a single mom. And, you know, we all have read the story, but I wanted to go and see, is there anything in that story that's practically applicable to where we are today? And boy, just like God opened it up and started to reveal some teaching in those 8 or 10 or 12 verses that really share the story of Hagar, that I, if it's okay, I'd like to share with you what I think God is showing us from the life of Hagar that can be an encouragement and a reality test when it comes to single parenting. Now, you know the story of Hagar. Hagar was the bondservant or the bondwoman of Sarah. She was minding her own business, really. I mean, she was minding her own business, doing whatever she was assigned to do, I'm sure, was responsible, so much so that when Sarah and Abraham chose to disobey God, right? Let's call it what it is. God had said to them, wait, you will have a child. And Sarah, in her impatience, said, no, I want you to take my bondservant, I want you to take Hagar, and I want you to have a baby with her, because I want a child. And, of course, I'm sure she thought about who she wanted to pick. Who was it that was going to be the mother of this child that Sarah wanted? And as I started to read the story, you know what dawned on me? As you start to read the story of Hagar, this isn't something that she asked for. And she gave birth to Ishmael. And of course, the story's going to unfold that by the time Ishmael was a teenager, she was thrown out. And she became a single mom. And as I read that, I thought to myself, some of you, as single parents, are paying the price for somebody else's sin. You didn't ask to be a single mom or dad. It wasn't in the plan. It wasn't something you got up in one morning and said, hey, I want to be a single parent. Hagar didn't ask to become a single parent. But because of the choices that Abraham and Sarah made, that's the outcome. Now, we know God had a master plan. Please, I understand, as a follower of Christ, God had some bigger thing going on here that was bigger than Abraham and Sarah and Hagar. But bringing it down to the human element of just the relationships of what's going on in this family, Hagar is going to pay the price for the choices that Abraham and Sarah made.
Well, we're live back here in our broadcast studio, and maybe you relate as a single mom or dad today. You didn't ask for this. It's because of the decisions of others, the sin of others, or just what's happening in our world these days. Here you are as a single mom or dad. Much encouragement as we continue on this series again next time, part two on this five-day series on intentional living. Don't go away. We have callers standing by. We're going to get to in a moment. Love to hear your story, what you're learning. You can join us on Facebook, where discussion's always going on, or call our comment story line at 888-888-1717 and share your story with us there as well. People ask, how can we receive this teaching? Want to share it with others? And every week we have brand new, fresh teaching from God's Word and the practical application of intentional living. Well, today, with your gift to the ministry of any amount, we'd love to say thanks by sending you the CD with all five parts, all five of these days of my teaching on intentional living for single parents. And if you become a monthly member of Intentional Living, you receive this teaching plus my high-stake relationships lessons on intentional living for blended families, along with teaching on faith and marriage. But by the way, if you're a member, if you're an ongoing monthly member, you receive all of this automatically. That's why we invite you to come and join us in monthly support. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call 888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours and press option number 4. Take you right to our staff. We got calls on this topic standing by, so don't go away.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Andy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
High-stake relationships, you got them. Now what do you do? Dr. Randy's here to help you be intentional with those relationships that matter the most. Today's teaching is both biblical and practical and is going to help you be intentional with your high-stake relationships. The complete teaching is on CD and is yours with our thanks for your gift of any amount to the ministry. And if you become a monthly member of Intentional Living, you'll receive this teaching plus another teaching for blended families and two more bonus teachings. That's four practical full-length teachings on four CDs when you become a member. And being a member, you'll be receiving coaching CDs from Dr. Randy every month. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call 1-888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours and press option number 4.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Natasha. Listening to your radio show has really blessed my life. In January, my husband decided that he no longer wanted to be married, and he left me with three children, a stay-at-home mom, and I homeschool my kids. But through just living intentionally and knowing that I could trust God no matter what I've gone through, all of the pain, all the tears, all the sorrow that we went through was all worth it. My walk with my Jesus has been more and greater than anything in my life. And I thank you for all the listeners that have shared their testimonies that were similar to mine, because it has strengthened me. And as we grow together in Christ, that I know God has a plan in store for our lives.
Boy, you know, the trust, the faith, when we hear the stories of people living intentionally, that's why we share these, to encourage you, let you know that there are others. You're not alone. We're not alone. People all over this planet who are trusting Christ every day. Love to hear your story as well. Remember, 888-888-1717. Talking about single parents today, Benita joins us on the phone from Michigan. Hi, Benita. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yes, I'm a single parent of four children. And my question is I struggle with the discipline between, you know, trying to be the mom and the dad and doing everything because they don't have a fatherly figure.
All right,
and
first of all, Benita, I know what you're saying, but you're not dad. And I think many times single parents get caught in that, I've got to play both mom and dad. You just got to be mom. You got to be the best mom you can. You know?
Well, I feel like I'm supposed to be both.
Yeah, and so then you may operate out of guilt or you may overdo it.
Yeah.
Right?
and yeah. mostly guilt.
Yeah, and that, I think, I'll tell you, parenting is just guilt-ridden, period. But single parents especially, so it really can. And I'll tell you what you'll lose with that. And I really encourage you, Benita, just say, hey, you know, God, empower me today. The one thing I can do today to be intentional as a parent today, to be the best parent I can, and not get caught with this idea that you've got to fill in for Dad. Now, where is Dad?
He's around, but he doesn't see the kids that often, maybe once, twice a month.
And so you have four kids. How are you doing with all that?
I'm struggling. I go to school full time to try and better myself so that I can get a better job so that I can support them. Because right now, you know, I'm living at home. I had to move back home, and my parents are pretty much helping out with a lot of the support so that I can go to school and hopefully be successful. And that's my goal. I'm almost finished with school.
Well, good for you, Benita.
Certificate program. So, yeah.
Good for you. Do you feel, are you feeling insecure about just your life and where you are?
I am. I feel like, you know, like I'm a failure, and it's hard because, you know, you got all these little people looking up to you. And
hey, Benita, listen, you are not the failure. Okay? In this equation, you are not the failure. You are there. You have stayed there. You're raising these kids. You put a plan together that said, hey, I need to get some help. So I'm moving back in with Mom and Dad. I know that's all full of a lot of issues of do I feel, you know, independent and so on. But that's coming, right? You got some training you're finishing. It sounds like you have a plan that you're working on. I mean, that's an impressive thing for your kids to see a mom that sticks in there, hangs in there, and does this. Now, you're not feeling it, but I'll tell you, that's a message to your kids.
Yeah, my kids are all really young, too. So they're 5, 7, 8, and 12.
Wow. You got your hands full. Now, when you get done with this certificate, are you going to be able to get a better job and then get back on your own? Is that the plan?
Yeah, that's my goal. It's going into global logistics and dispatching. So my goal was to get into dispatching in either aviation or railroading.
Well, good. You've got a plan. Good for you. Now, is dad an asset or a negative in the lives of the kids, as you see it?
He's kind of like a 50-50 right now. When he's there, he can be an asset, but being that he's not there as much, it can kind of toil with their emotions.
Do you have any understanding with him on his role or what's going on?
Not really. Right now, he's kind of getting back on his feet as well. So we're kind of both in the same predicament, except for, you know, he has lack of transportation and those kinds of things. So I think that puts him in a different place than it does me.
Well, Benita, I'll tell you what I hear. I hear a young woman, you've got a lot of responsibility. You've got some clarity of direction. You've got training. You've got a supportive family. You're there standing in the gap for those kids and you're loving on them. And I'll tell you what, you got to rebuke that. I think Satan will use guilt with single parents to destroy it. Of course, it can be for any of us, but single parents in particular, he knows what the enemy is. Look at what you've done. Look how you feel. Look at all the mistakes you've made. Look at all these other families that aren't like you. I'll tell you what, that stuff is a lie from the pit of hell. I believe that. Now you are in a tough spot. No question. It's difficult. But you stay focused on being intentional with that confidence that God gives you. You know, we talk about developing confidence in Christ, living an attitude of faith is what we talk about here, having an attitude of faith and trusting God and being intentional as you take those steps. And we'll be praying for you. You can do this, Benita, okay?
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. You're very welcome.
Have you ever seen a little kid put a blanket over their head? They think if they can't see us, we can't see them. It's the same way with God.
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
How many times do you feel like God is distant from you because you can't see him? If you've had people abandon you in your life, you might even feel like God has left you. Those are the times when you toss out your plan to do better. You'll keep eating all the junk food, skip going for the walk, and yell at the kids again. I know, it's hard. Do this, though. Today, take one small step to move toward where you want to be. Maybe it's one phone call, an extra glass of water, or 5 minutes praying. Whatever you can do today, do it. And know that God is with you and He sees you, even when you can't see Him. For Intentional Living, this is Dr. Greg Jantz.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com.
Hi, my name is Kevin, and I was just calling to say that I really love your program and everything you're doing. It's, with everything that's going on, it's really great to hear these ideals. And being a single father myself, my son is only 20 months old, being alone and everything, it's been a difficult road to travel, and I find listening to your show is just a wonderful encouragement. Any great ideas that I hear, I have a little notebook that I like to write them down in for future reference so that I can be involved with his life in ways that my parents weren't exactly involved in mine. But just keep up the great work. Awesome show. Thanks. Bye.
Well, thank you, Kevin. I love you, man. Listen, you set a standard here. You got a little notebook. You write down thoughts. You're passionate about, even at 22 months into this parenting thing as a single dad, to do it right. You know, it's a long haul. Don't get discouraged. You're going to have good days, bad weeks, good years, bad years. It's just part of the process. And we're glad to be here. And so these 5 days that we're setting aside to really focus on uplifting single moms and dads, if you know a single mom or dad that just needs that kind of encouragement, have them listen or listen online. All of our programs available online at our website as well. And also a reminder that this teaching, the portion of the program that's just recorded over in our teaching studio that's just really practical, full of information for single parents, is our gift to you as you share the best gift you can with the ministry today. We'll send that to you on CD. And by the way, many of you are also clicking to make that a monthly ongoing membership. Thank you for doing that. And when you do, you'll receive this teaching plus other bonus CDs, and then every month a brand new teaching from me to you to say thank you for your support. You can find out more at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com, or call 888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours and press option 4. By the way, that contact information at the website will also take you to the registration for the Thrive Conference for Families and Business, October 26th in Phoenix, but you can join us there live or anywhere on the planet. You can join us as we're streaming this as well. But you have to register, and encourage you to do so at theintentionallife.com. Click the events to the Thrive Conference. Part 2 tomorrow, we're going to talk to single parents about reasonable goals and overcoming guilt. See you then.